Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. My name is Moose. That's Breezy. And we're just...
checking
on your good vibes. 585-252-9800. Are the vibes up? Please tell us why. People are knocking at the door this morning. Let's let them in.
Come on in, guys. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great. I'm so excited for Sunday. A group of us are going to watch midget wrestling.
Sick. Where is that? Where the hell do they do that?
She's like, at my house.
Oh, Ron.
No, I'm kidding. I don't know. Amy, where is it? Are we invited? Drop the addy.
Drop the details.
Wow. That was really coming out of the gate. Super hot there.
Where does she live?
Sodas.
They do different things in Sodas.
I'm sure it's like at Blue Cross.
Blue Cross Arena. Now we're giving tickets away for that at 8:10.
Midget Mayhem at 3. It's in Sodas. Yeah.
Well, that's what it is. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, enjoy.
Midget Mayhem. Get after it. Cool. Love that for you guys. Who else is here? Cheyenne is here. She says, feeling great this morning. Had a beautiful dinner last night and was in bed by 8.
That's
a
what's
dream.
Up. Oh, yeah. I was 8:30. I was tucked away.
A dream.
Yes. Yeah. My space buddy was on. The rain sound effects were going.
I feel as if it's so weird that you do not have a TV in your bedroom. It gives me like, I can't do it.
Would not do it. There's a TV.
You don't watch it like
30 feet away.
Stuff on your computer.
No. When it's time for bed and sleepy time, it's time for bed.
Oh my God. I mean,
don't get me wrong.
One of my favorite things to do is lay in bed and watch TV.
That's what I do in hotels. Okay. That's a luxury. It's not an every night thing. I am still guilty of scrolling on my phone and watching videos.
Yeah.
But what's the difference? I'll just
Do you ever
walk
fall
from my
couch on the couch.
Yeah, till like 6 a.m.
For
candles still burning.
No, like during the week for the show.
No weekend.
Oh, okay.
No, I would never. How can I possibly do that when I'm in bed?
I don't know if you fall asleep at 3, you don't wake up till 6.
No.
All right.
No, I've done that a handful of times on the weekends.
The candles burning is crazy.
Yeah, it's scary. I wake up and I'm like, oh man. That was right next to the paper towel.
The whole apartment goes up in flames. All right. Who else is here? She goes, guys, it's on Eventbrite. Check it out. It's absolutely hilarious. All right. We'll think about it, Amy. We will think about it. Who else is here? Irene. Guys, I don't mean to beat a dead horse, but where's Gwendolyn? I'm not in my good vibes until she comes back on the show.
God.
There, I said it.
Irene Farini. I don't know. I'm not her caretaker. I don't know where Gwen is. She used to text in every single day for there. I said it.
Yeah.
She had the best messages. And then, boom, I'm under the impression she's probably dead. But we don't have proof of that.
We don't.
It's really
hard to throw those accusations around.
Yeah, yeah. Last time I checked, she was at the Home Depot in Greece and then just fell off.
Sure. What about you, Vibes?
Vibes are up. I'm going to the Bills game on Sunday.
Yeah, that's sick.
I can't wait. Absolutely sick.
Playoffs. That might be your last one. Knock on wood, it's not.
Well, I went
season,
to
season.
I went to the playoffs last year too. Yeah. It's a different energy, and I love being there. Highmark Stadium. It's going to be packed, but it's going to be a really, really fun time. A couple of my friends are going, and
yeah, that'll be sick.
So, Bills Mafia, represent. You?
Good vibes, feeling great, excited. My college roommate is getting married on Saturday, so excited for that.
You're not in the wedding, correct?
No, thank God. No. I'm just attending. And that's at Turning Stone, so maybe we'll do a little gambling moment. And yeah, I'm very excited. I have a massage this weekend. I keep talking about this weekend like it's tomorrow. It's very much so Thursday. Keep thinking it's Friday.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Put it all on Black, Breezy. Mm-hmm. Roll that dice. Coming up, some of you guys have probably heard about that fire that took place in Brockport. It's kind of devastating because it's an historic mansion. And not to mention that house is as old as a fossil. What happened to the Manning house? How did it burn down? Anyone? Because I can't get any info on it. We'll talk about that coming up next on PXY Morning. Stay there.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98 PXY. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. What's up, guys? Happy Thursday. One day closer to the weekend. Looking at 26 for the high today. I don't know what's going on with all the fires lately, but the one that took place Tuesday night in Brockport the other evening, it destroyed a historic mansion known as the Manning House Historical Museum. A lot of people shaken up, especially in Brockport. I mean, the place was beautiful. House was built in 1854. How old is that? I can't think of anything that happened back then. Everything was just dirt. Huge fire broke out in 1964. Same house. Then they restored it. Then it sits pretty in Brockport. And then another fire breaks out Tuesday night. Just ripped through the whole top half of the house. I mean, the place is beautiful if you've ever seen it in person. But I don't know. Maybe the home is cursed. None of the smoke alarms went off.
What?
A woman said, I heard a beeping sound. The woman that's been giving tours there for like 30 years. She goes, yeah, I heard a beeping sound. Smelled like smoke. But no alarms went off. No smoke detectors at all.
Interesting.
They think there might have been an electrical issue. But, I mean, which is not uncommon for a house that's as old as a fossil.
Right.
But I personally think...
It's like it's fourth fire.
It's like the equivalent of the George Eastman house burning down or the Susan B. Anthony house. It would be devastating.
Yeah.
I can't think of a worse way. I mean, with all the talks we've done in the last week with the fires in L.A.,
yeah,
it's devastating to lose in a fire. I don't know how many of you have ever had a house fire or an apartment fire. But it's the worst thing over flooding, over whatever. I think it's the worst way to go because that's it. All your stuff gone.
Right.
Pictures you've had of, I don't know, family heirlooms, everything gone. You can never get it back. And there's no amount of money, too, that's probably going to make you feel better because some of this stuff to some people is worth everything.
Right.
Me, I'm a sentimental guy. If I lost something in a fire, I don't know if there's any... I don't know how I would get over it. I have no idea. But the people in Brockport, they're all coming together to try and get this Manning house all restored because there's not too many places like this that are historic museums still in Rochester, New York. I mean, like I said, yeah, we got Eastman House, Susan B. Anthony and stuff, but we pride ourselves on these homes that are 200 years old.
I mean, there's so many in the Rochester area. And that's like, honestly, kind of what we're known for is these historical landmarks that people, if they come to Rochester, that's what they're going to go see.
You ever hang out at the George Eastman house?
Like, of course. Just of course. Sometime. We went there for school, all the things.
But like now, you ever just get a coffee and like hang out in the lobby? That's me.
No. No.
That's me.
I'm like, what up, George?
I just like.
Chuck your shoes off. Kick back.
If I had an opportunity to go back in time. And live for 1 week in a time period where I'm like, yeah, this is most comfortable for me. It would be probably the 1930s, the 1920s.
Very specific.
Yeah, because when you go through the house, like the George Eastman house, and you see how they used to live, very simple times.
Right.
You sit by the fire, you read a book. You don't have to see who's trolling you on social media. Oh, it's great.
It's great.
People coming over for the holidays. Yeah, that's my type of, I'm an older soul, what can I say?
For sure. Well, I hope this story and all the other fire stories that we've done recently opens your eyes to stop burning things in the microwave and having the fire department come. Stop leaving your candles burning in the middle of the night.
I still don't know how this fire took place, though, at the Manning house. If you guys have any info on that, hit me up. I've been reading these articles. I don't see anything of how the fire actually started on the second floor of the home.
It's a mystery.
God, I'm devastated.
Well, fire and ice is one thing. And let's switch over to ice, shall we? Because I'm telling you right now, this is all the latest craze. Everyone's doing it. I mean, I would argue it's harder to do it in Rochester because of the temperatures, but the health benefits for this one specific thing are immaculate. But is it really all it's cracked up to be? We'll tell you what it is and how I'm doing it coming up next.
98 PXY mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. What's up, guys? Happy Thursday. Why do we plunge? Well, there's a lot of benefits to it.
Yes, there is.
But the cold plunge queen is in the house. What's up, Breezy?
Hello. If you want to see me in my element, probably the happiest I'll ever be, go to my Instagram right now, at Breezy on Air, and go to my Instagram story. It's literally me in the cold plunge. Never been happier. Biggest smile, literally ear to ear. And I've been doing this a lot recently for a couple different reasons. One, I just enjoy it. There's a lot of health benefits that we'll get into. But two, the polar plunge is coming up. And if you are aware of the polar plunge, it is a big event that happens right here in Rochester on Lake Ontario and down in Canandaigua every February, March-ish. And all these people get together. They put teams together. They dress up in costume and they go run in the freezing cold lake for Special Olympics of New York.
Yes.
And it's a beautiful cause and organization and all of the things. And it's a party.
But do they still do the chili cook-off contest? Because I used to be a judge.
What?
Do they still make chili and do the competition?
I don't know.
Anyone know?
I feel like after COVID, that's not a thing. They're like, yeah, we're so good.
The best chili, you guys. People are bringing their crock pots.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I don't know if that's to be trusted anymore.
That's why I go.
So I have been getting ready for the polar plunge. So
you're ready.
I've been dabbling in the cold plunge. And the polar plunge this year is February 2nd, for those of you who don't know, at Ontario Beach Park in Charlotte. And it starts at 9. But I have been going to the cold plunge studio, and I have been submerging myself. And I'm up to 10 minutes I can sit there.
That's impressive. I can do 5 comfortably. But anything after 5 minutes in a cold plunge, I'm like, okay, enough is enough.
I feel like everyone's very dramatic, right? And I went the other day and there were these two guys who I genuinely wanted to punch in the face. But I mean, no shade. They were just screaming bloody murder at the top of their lungs. Like, oh my God, bro, oh my God. I'm like, you are literally in a peaceful studio.
Relax.
Bro, it's so cold.
Did they go in together?
No. One was watching and one was like going in and they were splashing around. You would have thought Lake Ontario was in their room.
They were splashing around.
The person working was like, it's too much. I literally was in my own sauna with my headphones on. I could still hear them. I was like, you're canceled. You're done. But I love cold plunging. And if you've never done it, I would 10-10 recommend, because the benefits of it, they say, are muscle recovery. The cold plunge can reduce inflammation and muscle soreness after a workout. You know, I'm working out every day.
Sure.
Mental health. The cold plunge can automatically improve your mood and alertness, which I feel on top of the world every time I leave the cold plunge. And some studies have also shown it links to weight loss, you know, things of that nature. You can do it anywhere. You can go to a studio here in Rochester. They have multiple across the board. Or people have been buying them and keeping them outside of their homes. And it stays pretty cold. We live in Rochester.
So my buddy gets a cold plunge for Christmas.
Yes.
His parents buy him this cold plunge. He thinks he's installing it in his basement. He's going to drag the hose from the pool. He's going to take it through the basement window, fill it up. I'm like, you idiot. I said, bring it outside onto your deck. I said, not to mention, how are you going to drain the water? He's like, well, I can just hook it back up to the pool and use the vac, and then it will reverse the water and go back outside. Like, this is a lot of admin, dude.
So much admin.
Don't put the cold plunge in your basement. I said, it just seems like a bad idea.
Horrible idea. That's like getting a waterbed.
Then his wife overheard, and she lost it.
She's like, you're not doing that, Jonathan!
And most of us will take a very cold shower in the morning. I don't know how cold your temp can get. As far as the plumbing is concerned, what's the temperature of a very freezing ice-cold shower? I mean, it can't be... A cold plunge is, what, 39, 40 degrees?
Yeah, but if you think of your pipes, like, sometimes your pipes get frozen because it's so cold. So,
Well, your pipes are getting frozen if you go away and you don't turn the water off. Yeah, right. The pipes could freeze.
Right.
But as far as the cold shower, there's still a lot of benefits. But people with, like, arthritis and stuff like that, it's super beneficial for anybody that has any kind of, you know, health issues. Talk it over with your doctor. Hey, how long can I sit in a cold plunge? Most people in the first few tries, I got to
like,
a minute.
Yeah, like 30 seconds.
Minute and a half, if that.
I really think I'm addicted. I mean, the risks, obviously, are hypothermia. Don't stay in there for more than 10 minutes. And, like, your heart rate does go up.
Yeah, thanks for going over the risk.
So, like, I mean, I'm no doctor, but I really do think that it's so important because it just shocks your body and it makes you feel so good. So good. It's therapeutic to me. This is what I was using as therapy when my therapist was off having a child. I'm telling you.
Very selfish of her, by the way.
Very much so.
Hi, guys. It's Nina from Chai Lai. Great way after a long day to just decompress. It allows me to spend more good quality time with my family because I was always tired. But typically when I do a cold plunge, it's after work, 1 or 2 days a week. And it's just helped my stress levels so, so much. Yeah, there's a lot of benefits to it.
Very much so, unwinding and feeling great. So if you haven't tried this, I'm here on record saying you need to try a cold plunge at least once. And I know it can seem very scary and you're like, oh, I don't know if I want to do that.
It's just like, yes, a very reliable source. If you haven't done it, ask Breezy.
No, literally. I'm the cold plunge queen. I'm addicted. I'm the cold plunge expert. So again, go to my Instagram story at Breezy on Air and you'll see me happy as a lark in the cold plunge, and it tells you exactly where to go.
So if you're eating breakfast, stop everything you're doing right now and take a look at Breezy's Instagram of her floating around in a tub.
No, literally. It'll start your morning off right.
98PXY. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on. Try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98BXY.
We are Odyssey Management. We give ourselves our own raises, don't we, Breezy?
That's not the case. I don't know who you're talking to. It's not what my contract said.
Yeah, I'm giving myself a raise. 585-252-9800. What's up, guys? Good morning. Happy Thursday. It's time to clear
the air
on PXY Mornings. Let's get over to... You know what? I'm going to start today. I've tried and tried to like John Mulaney. I've watched his stand-up. I've watched his specials. I've even tried laughing just to fake it, but he's not funny. There, I said it. And I think a lot of people are funny, but I just can't. There's some people I've tried and I've tried, but, you know, he's not everyone's cup of tea. But then
I don't
again,
know who that is.
Then again, neither are we. What do you mean you don't know who he is? He's the Jewish stand-up comedian. John Mulaney. You know who he is.
I've never seen this man in my life.
Okay. Yes.
I just Googled him. Yeah, no. Then he's definitely not funny if I don't know about him there.
He just hosted SNL back in November.
Does anyone still watch that?
Does anyone still watch SNL?
Do they?
I think so.
I don't know.
Yeah, they...
Nobody does like appointment TV anymore is kind of what I'm saying. All right. Let's get into it, shall we? This person says, sororities are just you buying friends. There, I said it. If you're in a sorority, you're lame as hell.
You know, it's the one thing about college that I regret not being a part of.
A sorority?
Well, a frat.
I don't know. And going frats to, at MCC.
Yeah,
they're
I know.
Like, Tri Delta brother. You're like, we're at a community college. I live at home, so.
Wait, community colleges don't have frats?
No.
But some
Are
do.
Are you high?
Come on. Yes, they do.
No.
Yeah, they do.
No, they do not. The only, like, Greek that they have is, like, National Honor Society. They'll, like, throw a phi sign in there. They're like, yeah, we're in Delta Phi. Zeta!
Oh, yeah. All right.
My cousin was a part of sorority. She's like, Zeta. I'm like, I don't know. You having a stroke?
Well, if MCC does have one, I would have been a part of it, but my dad probably wouldn't have let me. So.
You still have an opportunity to make a... Remember House Bunny with Anna Faris? Yes, you do. She was kicked out of the mansion, the Playboy mansion.
Yeah.
And then she went on to...
Start her own sorority?
No, she needed a place to live. So she's like, I'll be the house mother. And they were like, okay, weirdest sorority ever. Then they became the hottest because she was a Playboy model.
So I should offer to go to MCC and start cleaning out the dorm rooms?
That's what I'm saying. You could be a den daddy. I love that for you. I love that
A den daddy.
I don't know.
To MTV. What's up, Jim? Being a homeowner is the worst decision someone can make. There, I said it. 4 years living in Irondequoit, and I've done nothing but dish money out on a house that is 100 years old. Buying a house is a huge mistake. There, I said it. I don't know, Jim. Is buying a house a huge mistake or buying a house that's a fossil a huge mistake? Because there's a difference.
I know. I was just thinking about that earlier today for some reason. I was like, I can't wait to buy a house. And then I started thinking about, like, what if my hot water heater tank breaks? What if I need to replace something that's $5 million?
The things that you can do or homes that need improvement, the possibilities are endless, Breezy, on what you have to dish money out for.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
That's what I mean.
This person says, if your adult children still live with you and work full time, they need to start paying rent. The free ride is over. There, I said it. That's from Jess. Jess is pissed. After a certain age, you should have to redo your driver's test because people are morons. There, I said it.
Yeah, I mean, we're pretty, yeah. I think we're all in agreement with that.
Yeah. Mine for today is this. I don't believe that Uncrustables are just for kids. There, I said it. I have been craving an Uncrustable for quite some time now, and I need to go get one. And for anyone that's like, you can only eat Uncrustables or Lunchables or whatever, when you're 10 and up or 10 and below, I don't subscribe to that behavior.
Oh, okay.
I need an Uncrustable right now.
Yeah, the Uncrustable commercial came on TV yesterday when we were doing the show, and Breezy freaked out.
I
like whatever
needed it.
Let's go over to this person. Hi, guys. Oh, Jackie's here. I'm a 47-year-old mom, and Abercrombie still has the best-fitting jeans on the market. There, I said it. Do not be embarrassed, ladies, to shop there. You'll thank me later, I promise. Yeah, last year I was at Eastview Mall, and I walked through an Abercrombie and Fitch. I felt like I was going to get arrested. You just feel like I shouldn't be here. I felt like I was walking through a high school cafeteria.
Yeah, that and Hollister. Is Hollister still a thing?
It's like,
every time I get in there, I'm like, I'm on the Pacific Coast.
They definitely closed the one down in Marketplace Mall.
Along with every other store in there. Besides the Ethiopian restaurant. That's still standing.
I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah! It's like 1999 in here. Got the puka shell necklaces, a little sun in the tips of my hair.
It's time we take a break.
Wait, I got to go over to Nancy here. Nancy has a little PSA. Hi, guys. I recently lost Wi-Fi, my cat. I think a fox behind our house got him. I am just all torn up about it. He was such a beautiful cat. I wish I could choke the fox who got a hold of him. I will be going to Lollipop Farm this weekend to purchase a new cat, but I just want to let everyone know to please adopt, don't shop. There, I said it. Okay. So sorry to hear about Wi-Fi.
Yeah, it's crazy. Nicole's here for a rebuttal. She goes, I'm almost 22, making $45,000 a year, living at home, and I'm not ready to leave. My parents are fine with it. There, I said it.
Yeah.
Take that, Jess.
Keep that train on the tracks, girl. Choo-choo. Sup, guys, it's Dave from Churchville. Marry the person that you're most uncomfortable around that challenges you, not the person you love. There, I said it. Okay, so my gastroenterologist.
They're like, sir. You should put the pizza down.
Oh, and let's end it with Maddie here. Good morning, guys. Got it there. I said it for this morning. I found a curly hair in my breakfast sandwich this morning.
I'm going to puke.
I understand some people hate their jobs, but I truly wish some people in the service industry would just try a little bit harder. I guess fake it till you make it means nothing to them anymore.
And this is where I stop eating, so.
Yeah, I guarantee you that curly hair did not come from someone's chin. All right, let's take a
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
I feel like a lot of people in the city are a little frustrated with the laws, the regulations, the mayor, dare I say. And
our old Fleeky Maliki.
Yeah, he's absolutely crushing it. Well, kind of. No shade, but it is nice to have options. So that's exactly what's happening. The race for the mayor of Rochester is growing. City Council member Mary Lepin announced Tuesday night on her social media that she was entering the race for Rochester mayor. She's a progressive who lives in the Beechwood neighborhood, and she has represented the city council's East District since January of 2020. So it'll be nice to have a new face, new name, figure out what's going to be working best for the city. She's passionate about fighting poverty, institutional racism, housing rights, improving the quality of life for all Rochesterians, and hopefully figuring out what's going on with that bail reform. Don't worry, though. Mayor Malik Evans is still in the running. He announced his reelect bid on Friday, and that is all going to come to a head, the primary election on January 24th, with the general election scheduled on November 4th.
I'll never forget when he showed up to the 13th annual bachelor auction.
And I was like, screaming at everyone.
We were hosting. I was like, hi, Mr. Mayor. How are you? Are you going to be bidding on any of these bachelors tonight?
He's like, only you, miss. Only you.
Yeah, we all know how that turned out. Absolute crickets that night.
I was like, guys, if you buy someone, you have to pay for them.
I was like, can we please, for the love of God, start the bidding at $5?
I got a little testy with people. I'm not going to lie.
So. Breezy's like, nope, $250, crickets. I'm like, oh, God, this is so painful. It's like watching a car accident.
Yeah.
Coming up on the show, would you give a stranger a ride? It's a pretty legitimate question, considering some people are definitely more trusting of others, even today. Yesterday, found myself in a sticky situation. Stranger asked me for a ride.
Are you kidding me?
Did I let them into my car? I'll tell you coming
You're
up
joking.
Next.
You're joking.
Did you give a stranger a ride? It's a pretty legitimate question.
You're nuts.
Considering some people are definitely more trusting of others, even today. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Yesterday afternoon, found myself in a sticky situation. And
okay.
I'll start off by saying this. 2024 was a good year for me. And I promised myself that I would go out of my way in 2025 to find ways to pay it forward and to take advantage of doing some good deeds if they came my way. Well, yesterday, an opportunity presented itself. Sitting in my car at the post office.
Oh, God.
Just mailed.
Cue the anxiety.
Just
cue the anxiety.
I just mailed a couple of things out to our lovely listeners, and I'm staring at my phone, and a woman just starts tapping on my window. Freaked me out a little bit, because obviously you're not paying attention.
Right.
And all of a sudden, there she was, her breath and everything. And I won't lie, she looked a little disheveled. So I rolled my window down, and I said, can I help you? And she says, I need a ride. I said, where to? And she goes, I need you to take me up the hill. I said, is everything okay? And she says, I'm cold. And I need to go see Norman. I said, who's Norman? Is that your husband? And she says, I need a ride. I can't make it up there. Now this is where I start to take my time and assess the situation. Because you
not you unlocking the doors. Get on in.
No, you
can't. Come on in, Shirley.
You can't be too sure of these things. Can I trust this person? I don't know. She was a bigger woman. And when I was talking to her, I won't lie. She sent a little bit of a shiver down my spine. And I also noticed she was carrying a duffel bag. So instead of inviting her into my car, which I just cleaned, mind you, I said, why don't you point me in the direction of where you're going? And I'll carry your duffel bag up the hill for you, and we'll go see Norman. And she didn't like that idea. She says, no, I want a ride. I said, no problem. I'll go ahead. I'll call you an Uber. Right? I'm giving this woman options. Okay? She didn't like that either. Not to mention, she didn't know what the hell I was talking about. She's like,
was she on drugs?
No, I don't think so. She says, by the grace of God, I will make it. Now I feel guilty. I'm like, oh, gosh. Take me to Norman. I need to go see Norman. I'm like, so I'm looking at her body language. And for whatever reason, I'm just getting a sense that there's no Norman. You know what I'm saying? There is no Norman. He doesn't exist. I said, will you excuse me for a second? And I rolled up my windows and I floored it. I completely panicked. Something was completely off, you guys. I don't know what it was, but something felt off. And I thought about this all night long last night.
Literally can't.
This consumed me last night, okay? Because I couldn't figure out if I had made the right decision or not. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, man, should I have just given her the ride? What's the worst that could have happened? Oh, I don't know. I can think of probably a number of things.
Her pulling a gun on you?
Not to mention, one night when I was living in Hollywood, I was pulled over on the side of the road. It's a little after 2 a.m., right? And I'm sitting there, and this guy who was dressed
sketchy.
As... sketchy? I don't know. This guy came up to my window. He's dressed as the Unabomber. He starts knocking on my window and starts screaming that he needs me to let him in. I said, hell no. I'm not letting this guy into my car. But it gave me PTSD because there's a news story on their local station, KTLA in Los Angeles, that there was a crazy guy going around in Hollywood trying to get into people's cars. He got into some car that was an Uber and he stabbed the driver. So I was like, yeah, that crossed my mind a little bit yesterday.
For sure.
I still felt guilty, but this is what happens when you've watched every murder documentary ever made. You second guess, does this woman have an agenda? Did this woman really just need a ride, or did she want to have sex with me, remove my teeth, and use them for wall art? I don't know.
Here's the situation, very specific. I would have skipped. You went way more steps than I would have. The second the tapping would start in the window, I would have floored it. I would have screamed. I would have said, ah! Floored it. They were probably just like, hey, you have a flat tire. You know what I mean? Like, just so.
See?
I'm so, so paranoid about everything.
Let me ask our lovely listeners, if this was you and this old disheveled lady knocked on your window while you were pulled over, would you have let her in to go see Norman? Would you have taken her up the hill?
The issue that I take with a lot of these stories that you're sharing with this woman from yesterday and the guy in LA is the entitlement. There's no asking, hey, can you give me a ride? I'm down bad. It's, let me in your car. It's like, no, you ask nicely and then you come in. It's like, were you raised in a barn?
And I don't know. There's no presentation anymore. It's like, you got all day to come up with some sort of great presentation.
Lube it up a little bit. You know what I mean?
But you just falling into my driver's side window and asking for a ride, it doesn't work for me. 585-252-9800. No, she wasn't drunk. She was a little older. She's carrying around this duffel bag. She was very disheveled. And I gave her some options. But I'm not going to lie. I was consumed yesterday on whether or not I made the right decision. Should I have just taken her up the hill? I don't know.
What hill? Where were you?
I was right by the post office. There's this residential street. I'm in Winton Village. And she had to go all the way up. And then she wanted me to turn left into this neighborhood to go see Norman. I'm like, not to mention yesterday, there was probably about 3 inches of snow on the ground. At least in the afternoon. They weren't shoveling these side streets, you know what I'm saying? That's tough. Chrissy says, absolutely not. I don't give people rides in Moose. I think you did the right thing, even though she came off as a sweet old lady. Nobody said sweet.
No.
A few months ago, I was at the Speedway. A woman begged me for a ride home. I had her turn around and empty out all her pockets to check if she had weapons or not. And while she was taking everything out of her pockets, I got scared and I took off. All right, well, you had the right idea, Chrissy.
This person says, well, I would also feel guilty. You did the right thing. This person says, absolutely effing not. No shot in hell. This is the same guy who, mind you, was in the middle of a robbery and opened the door for the robber and said, have a nice day, sir. Thank you so much.
Park Ave gets scary at night. Sherry says, hi, guys. Moose, don't feel bad. I left breakfast with my family last Saturday morning, and right outside the restaurant, a guy stopped me in the middle of the road. He was using a translator app to tell me he missed the bus and needs a ride to class. I got suspicious because it was a Saturday, but I told him I couldn't do it, and he punched my side view mirror of my car. I don't trust people, and you shouldn't either. Yeah.
I don't trust anybody. I don't even trust you. You know what I mean? But
no, I hear you.
That's how things go.
Well, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I got to figure out who Norman is.
You're like, I also have an appointment with Norman.
98PXY. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Well, our girl Megan seems to be in a tough spot. Her sister is having her wedding this May. It's in Germany.
Classic.
And her sister is making the whole family be there for it. But Megan says her husband does not want to take the kids out of school for an entire week. What's more important, though? Take a listen to this message. Good morning, guys. Moose, Breezy, I have a dilemma I could use some help with. Wanted to get honest opinions from you in the audience. But my sister recently told us she's getting married this May in Germany. She wants us to be there. And obviously, I'm not going to miss it. The problem is that I have an 11 and 8-year-old, both in school. And they would have to miss a week or more. And my husband does not feel comfortable taking them out of school. He thinks it's unfair for her to ask this of us on such short notice. I mean, there is a history of him thinking I put my childhood family ahead of ours. We've had arguments about this in the past. While I do agree, yes, it's short notice. And I wish she would have considered planning this during a time where they didn't have school. But it's her wedding, it's her decision
right.
on when and where they have it. I know she will be devastated if my kids don't go. If I go by myself, I'm going to be sad the whole time that my family's not there with me. And I've expressed my feelings about this to him multiple times.
Yeah.
I just feel like years from now, what's going to be worse? Missing school for a week or more or them missing their aunt's wedding in Germany? To me, it's missing the wedding. I don't know what to do. What would you guys do? Would you take your kids out of school? Any advice on how to deal with this? Thank you. 100% take them out of school. They're 8 and 11.
Yeah,
what are they possibly going to miss?
It's not that deep.
Yes, take them out of school.
It's not that deep. The husband having issue with that
is odd.
Is weird. And honestly, it's giving underlying, like, I don't like your family.
That's what I thought, too, when I initially read the message. 585-252-9800. What would you guys do? Would you go to the wedding? Would you pull your kids from school for a week or two? They're 8 and 11, mind
you. This person says, have the school give them the schoolwork for the time they'll be out. Also, it's towards the end of the year when people don't do anything.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. If it's in May, what are they possibly missing? You know what
I'm
saying?
It's not that deep.
Look at all the messages coming in.
Also, 8 and 11, aren't you, like, third grade?
I don't know what it is. Becky says, if you can swing it financially and work-wise, pull them out of school. The amount of life experience and learning that happens when a child travels is far greater than any learning they could acquire sitting in a classroom at 8 and 11. Yeah, 100%.
Third and fifth grade.
Watch them.
They're fine.
They miss the wedding, they stay in school, and the teacher rolls in a television and says, we're going to watch a movie now.
Right. Right. Because you know that's what's going to happen.
Oh, thank God they didn't miss school.
The husband's being weird about this. This person says, coming from a parent with kids in high school, take advantage of time away from school when the kids are younger. Because once they get older, it's literally impossible to pull them.
They're 8 and 11 and getting a free trip to Europe. I'm 40 and still trying to get there.
I know. Moose and Breezy, I pull my kids every year for a family vacation. They bring schoolwork or make it up when we get back. It's not that big of a deal. Let the kids go on vacation. A week of school means zero. Schoolwork can be done ahead of time. School nurse here, go to Germany. Yeah.
Yep.
The husband has ulterior motives. I'm just going to throw it out there.
Well, I got a message from Tim. And Tim is texting in and says, why is your husband so against taking them out of school? They're 11 and 8, and that 1 week doesn't mean anything. It's unlikely anything they do that week at school will be more impactful than going to another country for an important family event.
Literally.
Lydia says, take them. Honestly, this is a once-in-a-lifetime adventure. In May is usually just tests, and end-of-year nonsense. A trip to Germany is life experience that other students may never get the chance to take, and it's wild to me that your husband doesn't see that.
This person says, get on those passports now, though.
Yeah, stamp those passports.
The passport administration is obviously super slow, especially with kids and Social Security and all that nonsense. Here's the situation.
You can expedite those passports. It's going to cost you a pretty dime.
Yeah, so start now. There's so many ways around this that the husband is refusing to see, and this is what I hate about pessimistic people. They'll find a solution, a problem to every solution that you hit out there. You could also go to the kids' teachers and be like, hey, we're going to do this trip in Germany. Like, is there any way they could do like a write-up on their trip and what they learned? Because it is such a cool experience. The husband sounds controlling and weird. Take the kids to Germany and leave the husband home. I'm dead.
Hey guys, Moose Breezy, this is Lydia. It sounds to me like your husband just hates your sister and could care less if she's getting married in Germany. That or he's just jealous. But either way, definitely take the kids. Joanna says, good morning, guys. This mom is going to regret it later in life if she does not bring her kids. I promise her husband will get over it. It's elementary school. They miss nothing by being gone a week, but gain everything from international travel.
Right.
We pull our elementary kids out for at least a week every year to travel, sometimes two. And you know you have the right to do that. But
exactly.
The experience that they're going to get on the other side of the world is
massive.
It's incredible.
It is.
In another country like that. And you're going, and not to mention it's a family event. You're going to your aunt's wedding.
Right.
And I'm sure Megan is listening right now. Megan, you're hearing all the texts. There's not one person that's saying, how dare you take your kids out of school for a week? No, nobody's saying here.
Not, the only person saying that is your husband, and he needs a check.
How cool to go to a wedding in another country. This whole thing could be spun so much more positively. There are so few positive life events, but whatever kids learn in a week will never be more significant than the memories created at this wedding in another country.
Yeah, 100%. So, jury's out. Your kids are going to Germany, so pack their bags and grab their passports.
Where's my gavel? There's...
Every time.
You know, I should take my own advice, too, because my parents just asked me the other day, will you come to Italy with us?
I know. Why are you...
In April.
Why are you second-guessing that?
Can you get a week off work?
Yes, you can get a week off
work. I'm like, yeah, I can probably swing it.
Just tell me when so I can book my vacation.
You know, my aunt and uncle, they're there. But I think it's important, too, especially to my dad, because he grew up in Sicily. And then he left the country when I think he was 11, and they moved to Brooklyn.
You're 40 years old, and you've never gone back to your roots. It's time.
That's what I'm saying. I would like the opportunity to see where my family is, but most of all, where my dad grew up. I know it's important to him.
And going with him and your mom would be so special. So
yeah.
I'm on record right now saying you're going to Italy. You're taking time off from the show. Danger backs me. We already talked about it.
Oh, you did, even though I just brought it up right now.
You talked about it before.
Yeah,
this
but
is like
now,
the second or third time you've brought it up, so yeah, go.
I know, because they're on me now to make a decision.
Go.
Make a decision.
The decision's made.
I promised myself that 2025 was going to be all about experiences.
Okay, so
I want to be a yes man in 2025, which is why I'm going to the Bills game on Sunday for the playoffs.
Right, so why are we still talking about this? You're going. Thank you.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Again, send Bead story.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. I would say it's about time. The government finally banned the dye called Red 3 from the nation's food supply. This is about, I don't know, 35 years after it was proven for potential cancer risk. Guys, this dye, if you're not familiar with it, it's in everything.
Yeah.
And we've been consuming it for years. I mean, the ban removes it from the list of approved like color additives in food, but dietary supplements, a lot of oral medicines, cough syrups. You see that bright red color that's in pretty much everything that we eat or use on a daily basis? I mean, cosmetics, lipstick, Airheads, candy corn.
Twizzlers.
Yogurt, flavored soda, fruit punches. They found it in toaster pastries. And then, like I said, a lot of cough syrups, gummy vitamins, Pediasure, Grow and Gain Kids, ready to drink strawberry shakes.
Oh, yeah.
But it was said that in November, there was dozens of members of Congress that sent a letter demanding that the FDA officially ban Red Number 3. And when I saw this come up on the news, I was actually shocked. I was like, you know, I've been eating Airheads for a very long time. It literally, Pez? It's in Pez?
I just
everything.
Like, I don't know. I just feel like everything's going to give you cancer.
Yeah, I mean, look at the foods we're eating today. Everything makes us sick. Even but they're like, not going to tell us that because look how much money the food industry brings in.
Honestly, like, you can sit there and be like, I eat all organic. I don't eat red meat. I'm a vegan. But, like, you're still, I don't know. I just feel like everything's going to do that. But what do I know?
Basically,
I'm no scientist.
No, you're not. We're not. Basically, what this red dye number three is, it's crushed up insects. It's bugs. It's a type of insect that lives on cacti.
What?
They've been doing this for years and years, but they have to, like, I don't know how they do it, but they dry the bug out. It looks like a dried cranberry, and they extract the whatever comes out of the bug. They extract
it. What is going on?
It's called carmine, or it's called, there's another scientific name for it, but they've been doing this for a long time. And
I'll puke.
I don't know the whole science behind it, but people seem to be happy that this is finally going to be removed from a lot of the food items we use and eat every single day. I mean, especially your kids.
Right.
Who doesn't love a good toaster strudel?
I know.
Cookies with red icing or decorations on cakes? That's all red dye number three.
Yeah. Just find a different dye. It's not that hard.
Yeah, let's do blue dye number four.
Number four.
Whatever it is. I'm glad they're finally taking this seriously. Coming up on the show, if some of you remember from Tuesday, we talked to a gentleman by the name of Ethan from Rochester who says, I think my girlfriend is constantly faking being sick just for the attention.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to play.
He was triggered.
Yes, he was. We get a message yesterday from a girl named Chelsea that says, I'm Ethan's girlfriend and I want to come on the show to clear my name. I said, oh, this is going to be fantastic. Take a listen to a clip of the call we had from Tuesday with Ethan.
Hi, yeah, this is...
That's not it. Where's Ethan?
Oh, God. Oh.
Oh, no, here, hold on 1 second. I got this. So Ethan basically went on, put his girlfriend on blast, okay? And then she heard the whole thing, and she's not happy about it. And she says, I basically feel betrayed, if
yeah,
you will.
She was like, you guys definitely put me on blast, and nobody stood up for me. Nobody made me feel like I was actually going through the pain that I was going through. I was like, well, queen, I mean,
here's
she was wheeling you out in a wheelchair.
So. Yeah, here's a clip of Ethan.
Okay, well, why don't you just go home? You just go now if you're not feeling well. And she's like, oh, I don't have enough time off, even though I know she does. Anyway, she asked me to leave my job, and I'm in this, like, office setting. Yeah. And she's like, can you come pick me up and drive me home? Because I feel too sick to drive. I came to her work and I had to pick her up and drive her home. And it's just like, it's stuff like this that's really getting inconvenient. Like the other day I had to go to her work and I had to push her around in a wheelchair until we got to the parking lot because she was...
What?
Her, I don't even know why. Like,
oh God,
what?
This is
were
bizarre.
Her legs broken?
This is bizarre.
It wasn't her legs. She was like, she was too nauseous to walk, I guess. I'm not really, I'm still unclear why I was pushing her in a wheelchair. Then we get out of the car and she opens the door by herself and walks upstairs. No more wheelchair. She's fine.
She's exactly. Like, all right, I'll take it from here. She's... Thank you so much. You're essentially an Uber. Sorry.
Yeah. So, Chelsea heard all of that.
Yep, she's not pleased.
And we're going to get her on the phone with us to clear her name. Coming up next on PXY Mornings. Faking being sick. Just for the attention. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Yeah, if you guys remember on Tuesday, on the show we had a discussion with a young kid by the name of Ethan around this time who was very much under the impression that his girlfriend is, well, she's faking being sick for the attention.
Right.
This is not unusual for some people to do. And like Breezy said, munching houses is a very serious condition.
Oh, just Munchausen's.
Yesterday.
Not you eating drywall.
Yesterday we get a message from Ethan's girlfriend, allegedly, named Chelsea, who's not happy that her boyfriend decided to go on the air this week, put her on blast, which you can't blame her.
She's pissed.
I can understand.
Yeah.
And she says she wants the opportunity to clear her name and prove that she's not faking her illnesses. Before we get to Chelsea, here's a clip of the call with Ethan from Tuesday on him talking about why he believes his girlfriend fakes being sick. Take a listen.
Okay, well, why don't you just go home, you know, if you're not feeling well. And she's like, oh, I don't have enough time off, even though I know she does. Anyway, she asked me to leave my job, and I had to push her around in a wheelchair until we got to the parking lot because she was...
What?
I don't even know why. Like,
oh my God,
what?
This is
were
bizarre.
Her legs broken?
This is bizarre.
It wasn't her legs. She was like, she was too nauseous to walk, I guess. I'm still unclear why I was pushing her in a wheelchair. Then we get out of the car and she opens the door by herself and walks upstairs. No more wheelchair. She's fine.
She's exactly, like, all right, I'll take it from here. Thank you so much. You're essentially an Uber.
Yeah. So that was the call with Ethan. And that's when Chelsea decided she's going to get a hold of us. Let's go over to her right now. Hi, good morning. Is this Chelsea?
Hi, yeah, this is Chelsea.
Okay. Chelsea, thank you for deciding to come on with us. We appreciate that. Go ahead. Tell us your side of things. Your boyfriend, Ethan, called on Tuesday. You said you heard it.
Yeah, you know, my sister made mention of it, so I went back and I listened.
Okay.
Oh, how do you feel about everything?
I mean, I just wanted to come on and clear my name because I know that you guys talked to Ethan, like you said, and I just wanted to say that everything he was saying about me pretending to be sick for attention is not true.
And that's what we kind of wanted to ask you directly. Yeah. Are you faking it, being sick? Are you doing it for attention? Because you seem to have a lot going on for such a young girl. How old are you? You said you're 29?
Yeah, I'm 29.
Okay.
And I mean, listen, I suffer from a number of different illnesses, so it's hard for me to do anything. I mean, for one, I have an iron deficiency, mm-hmm. which I discovered, you know, I get dizzy spells all the time. I'm vegan. It's hard to get enough iron, and people who eat meat just don't understand that.
People who what?
Eat meat.
They don't understand.
Okay.
Hard is to get enough iron if you're a vegan?
First of all, that being vegan's not a condition, so we'll just want me to call a spade.
No, but I have an iron deficiency. Also, I might have an immune disorder like lupus. I mean, that would totally explain my eczema, my psoriasis conditions. Okay. And I don't know if Ethan brought this to your attention, considering he was so quick to poke fun at me about everything else, but I have asthma,
right.
which okay. makes it impossible for me to do day-to-day tasks. I mean, and that is why sometimes I have to be pushed around in a wheelchair, but I can get spurts of energy and walk up steps. I mean, I don't understand why people don't get this.
Well, here's the thing that it sounds like Ethan was very frustrated about. You're calling him at his job to come get you and push you around in a wheelchair at your job. I mean, do you see where... I don't know all of your conditions. It's maybe you are truly sick. I'm not saying you're not. But do you see how that can affect him at his job? Like, why would you need him to do that?
I mean, what else am I supposed to do? Who else is going to push me around? Like, if I'm dizzy from my iron deficiency mm-hmm. and I'm having trouble breathing, you think I have the energy and the strength to push myself around?
Well,
I mean, also, I didn't mention that I am almost positive I have endometriosis because I read about it and I informed my doctor that I have really painful menstrual cycles. And like I said, I'm almost positive it runs in my family.
Okay.
And so like I'm down for the count every month.
Okay, Chels, I understand the whole cramps and some can be way more extreme than others, and that's just like womanhood and we hate that, right? And if you do have that condition, that is very unfortunate. I'm hearing a lot of alleged, though. I'm hearing a lot of allegedlys, and these aren't confirmed. Like, you saying I might have endometriosis, I might have lupus, like those are crazy conditions to just throw around without knowing and claiming them as your own. And if you do have those, God bless you. I feel for you. That is a terrible thing to have all of those things in one body. But I think you need to actually go to the doctor and get off WebMD, put Google down, because we all are a little hypochondriacs. We really are.
Well, that's what I want to ask you. Your doctor has not confirmed all of these medical conditions. Is that correct, Chelsea?
I mean, obviously you don't understand what like chronic pain is like. It's a process. Like, I am working with my doctor very often. Like, these things are unknown, and like, you have to do your own research and like become your own, you know, like medical professional, right? Because like, the doctors are busy too, and like, they don't, who knows my body more than me? No one, you know? So I just mostly want to come on, and I'm frustrated because, like I said, I listened back to the show, and I'm bothered that no one even cared to ask what my medical conditions were.
Well, that's HIPAA.
You just listened and agreed with my stupid boyfriend. And, like, well, that's
how
not
we
right.
Well, how are we supposed to know, though, Chelsea? I mean, everything he said, it sounded valid. That's why I'm glad you took the time to come on and express what's going on. But you don't think of yourself whatsoever as a hypochondriac?
No, I mean, I don't think that it's nice to poke fun at someone who, you know, may be suffering from mental health conditions or occasionally need a wheelchair.
What would make you say that, though? What was said on this show that made you feel like someone was poking fun at you?
People were just point blank agreeing with, like, me just being attention seeking. And I didn't appreciate it when Breezy said that I was belting Adele.
Yeah, that was, I mean, that was for a cheap laugh. But listen, I'm not fully understanding, and it's not my body, it's not my medical, you know, my chart, but
it's just it's a lot for a 29-year-old girl, and in fact, you're going through all of these things. Obviously, we feel for you, and we apologize if your feelings were hurt, but I'm hearing somebody who you has said you have asthma, psoriasis, eczema, lupus. You also suffer from endometriosis.
Yeah.
What else am I missing?
My iron deficiency.
You have an iron deficiency.
Right.
What is the conversation now with your boyfriend, Ethan? You said he was really upset that he went on the air and shared all this. What did that conversation look like afterwards?
Yeah, I feel hurt, and I feel like betrayed that he doesn't trust me, and that he, you know, like, thinks that I'm just trying to get attention. It's hard. Like, people don't understand what it's like having mystery illnesses, and like, people not understanding that you just need support.
Yeah.
And yeah. And I mean, I'm most hurt that he just refuses to put money towards my GoFundMe. Like, that.
What? Wait, what?
What's the GoFundMe?
I know.
No. Not, I can't believe Ethan can't do that.
What's the GoFundMe for?
You know, it's just for some of my conditions and medical bills. I mean, supplements and vitamins and minerals are expensive.
Chelsea, what? You can't have a GoFundMe for alleged illnesses. What is happening here?
I don't think you understand.
Okay,
how
then I don't.
It is.
Then I don't.
All right. I got to listen, Chelsea.
You don't
Chelsea.
Understand how important it is for a vegan to go to a sun tanning booth once a week. It's really important for us to have our vitamin D. We don't get that from food.
Well,
I also don't get that from living in Rochester. So
plenty of supplements for that. Chelsea, I got to let you go. We got a lot of texts coming in here. But listen, we wish you the very best, and we hope you get healthy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Bye, Moose.
Bye.
Okay.
Okay,
listen. Literally refuse to say bye to me. Okay, it's fine. Literally, we share.
You know what I've noticed, and I've met people like this.
So disrespectful.
Here's what I've come to the conclusion: there are people that will talk about their illnesses, and they will talk about how sick they are, and they refuse to get help because they truly don't want the help. You know why? Because if you take it away from them, they will absolutely be left with nothing to talk about.
Their illnesses.
They
want to
be sick.
That's
their what it is.
Is their personality. And I think that's so sad because I feel like you as a person, if you love yourself, you would want yourself to be in the best shape medically. But some people will constantly look for things just to tell people I'm suffering with this. I'm suffering with that.
Yeah.
I like that girl I told you about who's had like 8 surgeries this year. I'm like, someone should stop letting you go under.
I just feel we're going to get to some quick text, but I do feel for her boyfriend, Ethan. This is a lot to handle, and you have to have a lot of patience to care for somebody who thinks they're going through all of these things.
Yeah. This person says, if you have an iron deficiency, get iron infusions, period, point blank. If I have an iron deficiency because she's a vegan and she isn't getting nutrients through other means. This person says she's a personal victim. Jenna's here from Chilai. Major eye roll. Is she serious? this person says, please put me on with this woman.
You got a call.
Live on air.
You got a call.
GoFundMe. WTF. This can't be real. There ain't no way.
I got we got to go. We got to find this GoFundMe page because I'm donating.
No.
on behalf of the PXY Mornings Moose and Breezy Fund, we are donating to her GoFundMe. I'm so sorry, Ethan.
While you're on there, go donate to my vacation fund as well. Thank you so much.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game,
Can't Beat Breezy!
Our girl is currently 4 wins, 3 losses on the board.
I love those odds.
Not too bad. We got tickets to go see Kevin Hart in Buffalo at Shays Performing Arts Center. This is for next Wednesday night, the 22nd of January. And we need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800. Breezy.
Yes.
4 wins, 3 losses is your record. That's not too shabby.
We've been going after it
this year, for sure. Starting it off strong.
Kevin Hart is funny. So if you can beat me, you'll laugh your booty off.
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Kristen.
Kristen, good news for you. You are caller 8! All right, let's get it. That's phase one.
She Kristen, made it through.
I need you to talk some trash to Breezy.
She's going down.
Oh.
You're going down. Okay, wow. That was filthy. Thank
I'm
you, Kristen.
I'm actually shaking in my boots.
All right, the rules are simple. Kristen, you get 5 seconds to answer each question. If you end in a tie with Breeze, you automatically get the win. She's going into the next room as we speak. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm... Yes.
Okay. Kristen, turn your radio off for me. We're going to question one. Who is Luke Skywalker's father?
Darth Vader.
All right, Darth Vader it is. I'll put you down for that, and we're going to go to question two. Kristen, what is the chemical symbol for oxygen? What is it?
I'm going to say O.
Going with O. All right, let's go to question number three. Who was known as the king of cocaine, who also spent $2,500 a month just on rubber bands to wrap around his cash? What is the name of this cocaine kingpin? Hmm. 3 seconds on the clock. Time is up. All right, we're going to question number four. Kristen, what is a perfect score in bowling?
300.
I'll put you down for 300. All right, let's go to the last question. Kristen, in which state is Mount Rushmore located?
Oh.
3 seconds.
North Dakota.
North Dakota. All right. All right, that's five that you did. All right, let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. Breezy, make your way back in here. We're going to tally these up to see how well our girl Kristen did.
Okay.
All right, you might have your work cut out for you today, Breeze. Bye. Kristen, we are looking at a total of not too shabby. 3 out of 5. Let's go to the board.
Let's do it.
All right, Kristen, sit tight. We're going over to our girl, Breezy. Breezy, you currently hold the record of 4 wins, 3 losses.
Let's go.
Question number one. Who is Luke Skywalker's father?
Darth Vader.
Question number two, Breezy. What is the chemical symbol for oxygen?
pH.
She's laughing.
Shut up, Kristen.
All right, let's go to question number three. He was known as the king of cocaine, who spent $2,500 a month just on rubber bands to wrap around his cash. What is the name of this cocaine kingpin?
Pablo Escobar.
Question number four. Breezy, what is a perfect score in bowling?
300.
Question number five. Breezy, in which state is Mount Rushmore located?
Oh my God, is it South Dakota? I think it's North Dakota. Oh wait, is it South Dakota? Oh my God.
You have 3 seconds.
Ah, it's South Dakota. It's South Dakota.
All right, that's five right there. Let's go to the board. All right. Kristen, are you there?
Yes.
I'm tallying up Breezy and I'm tallying up yours. You got 3 out of 5 and our girl Breezy got 4 out of 5.
No!
Oh, she takes the win.
No.
The correct answer was South Dakota.
It was South Dakota. Yes.
Our girl Kristen guessed North Dakota. Pablo Escobar is correct. The perfect score in bowling is 300. And the chemical symbol for oxygen is O. Kristen, you got that right. Breezy said PH. And yes, Darth Vader is the father of Luke Skywalker.
Oh, Kristen, hey, Kristen, sweetie.
Why don't you stay on hold? We're going to hook you up with a little something-something. But before we do that, I need you to do one thing for us, Kristen.
Yes.
I need you to say, my name is Kristen from Rochester, and I can't beat Breezy.
I'm Kristen from Rochester, and I failed.
And I can't beat Breezy.
And I can't beat Breezy.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy Breeze, who I have a feeling is going to go off the rails here. But we just wanted to take a second. I got to ask you guys, too. A lot of us this time of year, after Christmas, even after the holidays, we still depend on the Postal Service, UPS, FedEx, whoever.
For everything, every day.
And I want you guys to know right now, you do a phenomenal job. And I want you to keep up the good work.
Stop.
You guys, you go out of your way to deliver these packages. You don't get paid a whole lot. And you work your ass off. I've never had issues with you. I think you're fantastic. So keep up the good fight.
I've had nothing but issues with you, and I can't wait to talk about it. So I'm triggered. I feel like I've been saying this since the moment this mic opened 6 years ago. I literally don't understand why... I don't trust the post office. I don't understand why they operate the way that they do. It makes no sense. Every time I go to order something online, it's a gamble of whether I'm getting it or not.
Yeah, because no one knows where to send it.
I'm risking it all.
You got mail coming to your parents' house. You got other stuff going to your old Park Ave address. Now you live in Fairport. I don't blame them. I wouldn't know where to drop it
off. That's why I don't change my address, okay? I've kept my parents' address as my permanent address. I'm not going to change my address every time I move. But when I'm ordering things online, I want them to come and be delivered where I live. That is one of the luxuries of getting things delivered. You don't have to go anywhere, okay? You don't have to track anything down. So, as we know, I have all these qualms with the Postal Service, and...
I have all these qualms.
I literally do. And I was, you know, doom scrolling on TikTok, I don't know, maybe a month ago, and I got served one too many ads of these pants.
Yeah.
And I was like, now I need these pants.
Tell us what you bought.
It was the 17th ad. And I was like, okay, now I have 17th ad. Now I have to get the pants.
Are they sequins?
They're like, I don't know. They're like comfy work pants. Like, they're cute, but they're comfy and they're professional and all the things. And I was like, okay, I need them in purple and pink. So I ordered them because I got a hell of a deal. And the hell of a deal only stood because I was never going to receive them in the first place. So first of all, it took like 3 weeks to get there, which whatever, that's probably on the people like shipping it out. So no worries on that.
It's not like you went to Amazon. You went to TikTok shop and Instagram.
I know. It's like coming from India. We don't know. So I'm like, okay, I get the tracking information. Everything's good. Everything's set to go. I'm looking. It says delivered. And now I get it. I live in an apartment complex now. It's different. Like, there's a lot of buildings, whatever.
Where do you have a specific mailroom that you can drop stuff off in?
No, it's just like...
Where's it go?
The building... So, I live in an apartment complex with, like, a ton of buildings.
Yeah, they're all
units.
There's
probably 5 or 6 apartments in one building.
Yep.
But there's this area, a designated area for said building, like, right in the foyer.
The mailroom.
Where the mail goes.
Got it.
Okay? So normally that's where things are. And it said it was delivered. And I go yesterday or 2 days ago to find it, nowhere to be found. So I'm like, okay. I get home from work yesterday. I start scouring through every building in my complex. There's 40. So I was walking around like a psychopath, looking through the windows because most of the buildings are locked.
You need a key to get in this mailroom?
You need a key. No, not my mailroom. You need a key to get into said building, and it's just out in the open. So now I'm flipping, and I'm like, of course. Nothing can just be easy with UPS. Of course. Like, I have to be scrounging around like I'm on a freaking scavenger hunt for my package.
But why are you blaming UPS when, in fact, it could very well have been stolen?
No.
Why not?
Now I'm on my investigation grind,
yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. So I go to the tracking information, and I'm like, okay, hi, what's happening? Tracking here, got it, perfect. I hit more, and they're like, yep, it was received by Jim. Who's Jim? Who is Jim?
There's always that one Jim, huh?
And then I go down, received by Jim, proof of delivery. Who's Jim? Don't know why Jim would be wearing Halara pants, but okay.
It's probably the workout center.
Literally.
So we left it in the gym.
What's going on? So then I'm going down, and it just says delivered in Fairport. Then I go down, and it says pickup details, UPS store, Fairport Village Landing, Fairport, New York. I have to go pick this up now?
You probably
should.
Why
is there pickup details?
Because you weren't home.
No, that's not how it works. That's not how delivering works. It's not like I was signing for like a
package. You know what probably happened? UPS dropped it off to Jim, and Jim was like, this is alarming. This isn't my package. I'm going to drive it back to UPS and have them come get it. Which is, honestly, that was on his part, that was the right thing to do.
So yesterday, I get home around like 6 o'clock at night. The UPS broad is like running around the apartment complex.
The UPS broad.
I'm running after her. I'm literally running after her. I'm like, I don't mean to bother you, but like, who's Jim? And I like throw my phone in her face. And she's like, I don't, ma'am, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, this is alarming. My Halara leggings or pants are somewhere with Jim. She goes, you're supposed to pick it up at the store. Here's the number. Like, this genuinely isn't my problem.
Yes, yeah,
in her, gets in her literal UPS truck, drives away. Like you with the homeless person. So I'm like, okay, great. So now the saga continues. I'm going to have to go to the UPS store, which you know gives me anxiety. Does anyone else feel anxiety when they're going to the postal service?
No.
Any kind?
I was there yesterday, and honestly, it was a lovely experience.
No.
I was the only one there. 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Until you got back into your car, and this woman was trying to climb through your passenger side window.
Walked in, walked out. That had nothing to do with the post office.
Why is this happening? Why does this always happen to me, though?
I don't know. I'm just like thinking about all the people in LA where all their homes just burnt down. So there's a bigger issues going on.
Not you minimizing this. Not you minimizing my problems. This is my problem right now. I don't live in California. I feel for them, but that's, our issues are on a different scale right now.
Right. You're missing
so
your,
don't minimize
you're missing
my
your leggings.
Issues and my qualms with the UPS services. Fine, then go find my package.
It ain't my problem.
You run to Fairport. No, I'm triggered. I'm pissed.
Anyone else have issues with UPS or FedEx? No? Yeah, that's what I thought. I just want to let you guys know you're doing a great job. And if you ever come to my apartment complex, there's bottled water waiting for you in the lobby.
Why is no one backing me on this?
Along with
you guys are all snakes. No, I'm pissed.
I'm not going to lie, you guys. I'm a little nervous.
It's giving like first date energy.
I'm on pins and needles here. Reunited and it feels so good. What do you want me to say? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I am currently going to be reconnecting with a close friend who I haven't seen in over 20 years.
Okay.
We were extremely close in middle school and all through high school. This kid introduced me to Blink-182.
Oh my God.
He taught me how to play the drums. I mean, not fully, but I tried. And
but
we have
a horrible job.
So many we did so many memories. And then all of a sudden, went to college and that was it. Just fell off the face of the earth. Life happens. Never knew what happened to the kid. Tried looking him up on social media. Couldn't find him anywhere. I looked Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. Nothing. He was just gone. And so
Farmers
I got over it.
Yeah.
And then last week, I'm at home, I'm cooking dinner, and I get a notification on my phone, and it's just, it's him.
No.
And he says one word, he says, "Rars." Because that's what I did in middle school. That was my saying. And that was it. Nothing else. And I look at this text, and I'm like, no way. And so I reach back out immediately. I go, come on, dude. How are you?
Classic you.
Yeah, I was like, classic, because we have those friends where you can go 30 years without talking. Nothing's changed. You pick up where you left off.
Right.
And I'm like, I always loved this dude, and I was so excited to talk to him. So we just start going down the list. Kids, married, family, everything. He's got three kids. He's married, still local.
Wow.
And I told my brother, I heard from him. He goes, no way. He goes, I thought he was dead. I go, no. I thought
pretty
he was dead too.
Well.
Yeah.
Where does he live?
Hilton.
Tracks.
And so I was like, man, it would be really great to just kind of connect and catch up.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, we should do it, man. Let's get some beers. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we should. And then Breezy got me the idea of maybe we should do a big reveal where he comes in the studio, we embrace, or do I wear a suit? Should I wear a suit when I go see him? We're going to be at a bathtub Billy's
Wait,
in Greece.
When are you doing it? You're at the retreat. When are you doing it?
Probably next week.
No, he has to come in the studio. I have to be here to like break the ice a little bit. Because this is a big moment. It's a huge moment.
It's a big moment because I feel like I'm getting a friend back after all these years.
Yeah.
And that to me is very exciting to reconnect after like 20-something years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is he the same guy I remember from middle school and all through high school? Because we spent so much time together.
Right.
And I'm like, you know what? This is going to be, why not turn it into a bit? We got to bring him in.
No, fully. Does he like
put a blindfold on?
Work remote. Dating in the dark. I just like turn on all the lights. The truth is revealed.
So my first audition I ever had in California was Dating in the Dark. That's why I left Rochester.
Yeah.
I left to fly there to audition. And I was like, you know what? I like it here. I'm going to move. But that was Dating in the Dark.
Literally
so now,
pitch black. You're like, I love it here.
And I think we all have those friends that we were so close to and then you lose touch.
Yeah.
But like I was saying, you pick up where you left off, even if 20 years went by.
Sure.
And so now I'm trying to figure out like, hey, it's, I don't know. I'm nervous. You know what I'm saying?
Like, because, what are you guys going to talk about? I feel like you'll have nothing, no shortage of talking because you have to catch up on the last 20 years of your life.
Yeah, and a lot has happened since then. A lot.
Do you feel like you'll be able to like open up to him instantly and tell him about like deep things? Or do you think it's going to be like more so memories from the past?
I don't know. He's never really been. No, that's not true. He definitely judges. But that from what I remember. But people change,
right,
man. People change, especially when you get married, you have a family and kids of your own. You're a different person.
I feel like we've all been in this situation, and no shade to you, but I feel like it hits harder when you're older because so much time has passed and it's like more exciting. And it's crazy because in this day and age with accessibility of Instagram and social media.
Yeah.
How you wouldn't connect with him. I mean, you said you looked for him, but like, it's just wild. Did he connect with you on Instagram or Facebook?
Yeah, Instagram.
Instagram. Okay.
Right. He just sent me one message and I knew exactly who it was just from that one word. And I was like, you know what? This kid, when I was 14 years old, introduced me to Playboy.
Oh.
And I was like, so obviously there's a lot of connections there. There's a lot of core memories when you're a kid.
Right.
You know? And then I got...
He was like the worst influence ever on you. Your parents hated him. You bring him over for dinner. They're like, not this kid again.
Just,
I thought we got rid of him.
Yeah.
I thought we paid him off a severance.
That's kind of how I feel. You know, he wasn't the best influence, but he was my boy, you know, and you start to make those connections when you're in middle school and high school of who you're going to become friends with and stuff like that. But genuinely, he's a good guy from what I remember. You know, he's always going out of his way to make sure that you know, if you come over, he gets snacks after school.
Yeah.
His parents were always really awesome. And so I'm really happy that we got in touch, but now I'm just kind of like, well, instead of going and meeting at a bar, what if we like had a nice sit down dinner, you know,
in the conference room? I'm hosting. I'm waitressing.
I'm on pins and needles.
You know, you're gassing this guy up a lot, and I really hope he's not like, you know,
I hope he's not listening,
embezzling money and Yeah, his wife.
I don't know.
He's a great guy. Who knows?
He's the greatest guy. But haven't you lost touch with friends that you've reconnected with years later?
Or, like, not even just, like, lost touch, like, genuinely just forgot that they existed, and then they pop up. Like, this just happened the other day. This girl who I knew all throughout, like, elementary school, middle school, I think she moved away in high school, she just popped up on my TikTok, and I was like, what? What is she doing here?
Right.
I forgot she was even a person.
Yeah, you get excited.
Yeah, it's wild. It's definitely wild.
Jamie says, what about a picnic, you guys, at Cobbs Hill? It's like 10 degrees outside. We're not going to do that, Jamie. Thank you for a suggestion. Another person says you guys can go go-karting.
Yeah, you should go to Marketplace.
You know what? I don't know.
This is Dave and Buster's.
Maybe this is a lot. Maybe I should just stick to having a beer.
No, he needs to come in here.
What am I going to do?
We'll play like Campy Breezy or I don't know. It'll be fun. Or like I'll host a trivia game about your childhood. I don't know. You need to give me, like, the information, though. I obviously wasn't there. I was literally a zygote, so, when you were in middle school.
Yeah, his kids watch our segment on Channel 10 News we do, PXY Around Town with Moose and Breezy.
Why did it take you, why did it take him literally 2 years to reach out to you? You've been home for 2 years.
I don't know.
Has he been going back and forth for 2 years? Should I reach out? Should I not reach out? Is it weird? Is it not weird? Finally, he's been pulling
the petals off of a rose.
He's literally been... working up the courage to say NARS. Right, perfect. Great opening line, Jeremy.
Yeah, I'm open to suggestion, guys, and you're obviously sending them right now, so thank you so much. We're not going to have a meal for two at Patron Saint. We're not doing that. But we'll figure it out. Yeah,
he could be loaded. Who knows?
Yes, I know.
He could be the CEO of... I don't
something.
Know. Yeah.
That's why this is so exciting.
Fantac. Who's to say?
I could be walking into something that is just life-changing.
He goes, I have money set aside for you. I always have. I always will.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98 PXY.